Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
So here we see Nehemiah. He's got that serious desire to make change in his life because he's seeing what's going on in Jerusalem, and he's not happy about it. He's praying and fasting for them. He now stands before the king, and he's got a sad countenance, which is not what you're supposed to do before the king. And in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 3, it says, not only that he was afraid in verse 2, but verse 3 says, "And I said to the king, Oh, let the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's graves, lies in ruins?" So he mentions to the king what he's sad about. And the king says to him, "What are you requesting?" You see here, notice that it is clear to the king that Nehemiah is making a request. And what does it say? He ends up saying that Nehemiah's first act is to pray. "So I prayed to the God of heaven." He was already praying all the way through this. So this isn't just the flippant prayer. No, what you end up seeing is Nehemiah had a plan. We're going to end up seeing in the next episode how much of a plan. But you see that he knew he was going to be before the king. He knew that he could make a change. It's not just, "Hey, let me make a change for a month or two." He makes a change that he knows is going to change the rest of his life. And he has to be committed to it. And so what you see is that Nehemiah is going to go before the king and make this request. But what does he rely on? Throughout all of it, he relies on prayer even before he makes a request that he planned out.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.